Grace and peace to you in Jesus' name. Amen. I am a shepherd with a weak voice today, battling laryngitis, so please bear with me today and gladly hear the word of God. Our text is the gospel lesson from John 10. We pray. Good shepherd, make us now lie down in the green pasture of your word and feed our hungry souls with your life-giving word, for you have the words of eternal life. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. There are many things that have been said about life. What would you say about life? Here are some quotes about life. One person writes, "Trying to make life easy is often what makes it so hard." Another person writes about life, "Life is a constant struggle to keep money coming in and teeth, hair, and vital organs from coming out." I like that one. Some people seem to know how to live everybody else's life but their own. If your life is an open book, don't bore your friends by reading out of it. Here's a good one for today. The most important things in life aren't things. Of course, the best quotes we have about life are from the Bible and from the mouth of our good shepherd, Jesus. At Easter time, we think of his words, "I am the resurrection and the life." I think it's next Sunday's gospel lesson. Jesus says from John 14, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." When we come to communion, we think of his words, "I am the bread of life." In my top five favorite Bible verses, we have a verse from our gospel today at the end of the text, John 10. It's one of my top five favorite Bible verses in the entire Bible, where Jesus says, the Good Shepherd, "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." What a wonderful verse. We, dirty, rotten sheep who stray and sin and smell and stink with sin and evil, we, dirty, rotten, strange sheep, can have an abundant life. Since when do sheep have an abundant life? Fill in the blank today. My life is blank. How would you describe your life May 15, 2011? My life is blank. Would you say, as a sheep of the shepherd, my life is abundant? Maybe you would say today, my life is abysmal. Many people in the world, maybe many of us would say, my life is abysmal. If only you knew, Pastor, if only you knew, people, what I was going through. Sickness, disease, I'm dying, some kind of problem at work, a problem in my family. If only you knew, my life is abysmal. It's rotten. I'm depressed. I'm sad. I'm miserable. I'm lonely. I seem to have no joy. I never wake up with any peace. I'm always worried and anxious about something. My life is abysmal. When I first became a pastor back in Illinois, in my first parish, I was young, and we had a group of farmers there in the parish in Illinois. And there is a man there named John. He actually was not a farmer. He was a construction worker. A very tough man. He had a bad temper. He was kind of violent, so he was divorced and didn't have a lot of friends. And he lived with his daughter, Shannon, who was 20 years old. And as I ministered there, John's daughter, Shannon, got in a car accident one night. And a few days later, she died. We were in the hospital with he and a few friends he had, and they had her on a ventilator, and they found out she was, quote, brain dead after many, many tests. There's just nothing there, and they let her go, and she died. And he loved Shannon dearly. And you can imagine, already this bitter, kind of angry man was that much more bitter and angry about life. And I remember talking to him a while later about the importance of coming and letting the Good Shepherd comfort you and assure you of his love. He's your hope. And I remember John said to me quite, with bitterness and quite just straightforward, bluntly, he said, "Pastor, I'm living in hell right now. I'm not afraid of going to hell. I'm living hell right now, so I'm not afraid of going to hell." Is that you? Or close to it? I'm living hell right now. Can't get any worse than this. Other people today would say, my life is not abysmal, but they might say my life is adequate. My life is average. A lot of Christians would say that. If someone asked you today as you came into God's house, how are you? How are you? I bet a lot of us said, I'm doing okay. Not I'm doing great, but I'm doing all right. I'm plugging along. I'm surviving. I'm doing all right. Life is average. Life is okay. Life is adequate. I'm getting through until I reach heaven. That's the life of a sheep. There's the good and there's the bad. There's the highs, there's the lows. I'm just trying to make it through. Kind of like the people of Israel in the desert those 40 years. They just kind of survived. Manna, water, wasn't anything too great. They just survived through the troubled, rotten desert and made it through to the promised land, the green pasture. And many people see the Christian life that I just kind of make it through this terrible life that I have. Try to live it, you know, God has given adequate things of word and sacrament. It's all adequate and barely gets us by. We make it to heaven where everything gets a lot better. My life is average, adequate. Is that you? When I was a kid growing up, I used to listen to St. Louis Cardinals baseball on the radio. I still do at times. A big Cardinal fan. And they had an announcer. His name is Mike Shannon. He still announces for the Cardinals. And I remember him growing up. The Cardinals would have a doubleheader. They played two games in one day. And he always wanted the Cardinals, of course, to win both games. Not win one and lose one, or lose two, but win both games. And he would say, you know, if you split a doubleheader, this is a baseball saying, if you split a doubleheader, you win one and you lose one, it's like kissing your sister. That's what he would say. It's like kissing, you know, kissing your sister. I have a sister, Lois. Kissing her here on the cheek is not bad, but it's not good either, right? It's just average. Is that what life is like for us? We're kissing our sister. It's a lot better to kiss your beautiful wife or your girlfriend, or ladies, to kiss your boyfriend or your husband. Today, we don't just get a kiss from our sister. Today, we get a kiss again from our wonderful husband named Jesus. He's the good shepherd, and he's our husband. We're his bride. In absolution, he gives us a great kiss. I forgive you your sins. In communion, we touch him with our lips, don't we? A kiss. He kisses us, if you will, here's a bride, and says, I love you. Peace be with you. I am yours forever. Christ did not say, I came that you may have an abysmal life. He didn't say, I came that you may have an average life and plug through. He said, I came that you may have life and have it abundantly. And the Greek word here that we translate abundantly is an interesting word. It has more the idea of overflowing. You know, abundance is a good word, but abundance can mean it's full. Or it's near full. That's not what this word means. It means it's overflowing. It's always overflowing. There's so much that you can't handle it. It just overflows to other people. So they get to rejoice in it too. And it's constant. You never run out. It's always overflowing. It never goes down. It's always overflowing. I come, they may have an overflowing life. Psalm 23, my cup runneth over. David doesn't say my cup is full or three quarters full. I'm doing all right. Or halfway full. I'm doing okay. It's average. He says my cup runneth over. What is the abundance the Good Shepherd provides? Sometimes I think we have the wrong idea that Christianity only gets good when we die. You know, it only gets good when we die. That right now, all the wicked and all the unbelievers out there that aren't in church, they're having the fun life. They have the pleasurable fun life. They get to do whatever they want to do out there in the world. They have the abundant life now, and we have nothing at all. Poor us. But wait until we get to heaven, and they're all in hell. We go to heaven, then we have this great life. But right now, we just have to suffer through and get through. It's a wrong idea about life. There is suffering for a Christian. There is persecution and crosses to bear. No doubt about it. But Christ said, I've come that you may have abundant life. He's not just talking about heaven. He's talking about life now. And we have the best life now, much better than the unbeliever. We have a peace that passes all understanding that he or she does not have. We have the hope of eternal glory as we're dying that he or she does not have. We have the joy of salvation deep in our hearts, even though there's sorrows and trials that the non-Christian does not have. We have a purpose here to love God and love our neighbor that the non-Christian doesn't have. He's wondering why he or she is here. We have all that. We have a much better way to live right now, not just heaven. This is the way to live now, to be a sheep of the shepherd, not the other way around. Three things he provides abundantly. He is the good shepherd. He doesn't provide possessions in abundance. What do sheep need with possessions anyway? Perhaps this is one reason why the Lord uses sheep as an illustration, to teach us to have the hunger of a sheep. Sheep don't care about possessions. I've never seen a sheep at Home Federal putting money into the bank. Never seen sheep with a suitcase or a sofa out in the field. They don't care about possessions. The Lord has not promised many possessions, nor power or popularity. Sheep do not care about popularity. Who's the most popular sheep? I am. Sheep don't care about that. They don't care about power. That's worldly abundance. Here's the abundance of the Good Shepherd. He promises abundant pasture. That's in the text. We can go in and out and find pasture. Sheep, every day they wake up, they worry about food, right? They worry about, where am I going to get my next meal? Where's the green grass? I want to eat. I'm hungry. You go by a group of sheep and half of them have their heads down eating. That's what they do. They eat. That's what they hunger for, green pasture and good food. And that's what the Good Shepherd provides in abundance. We have the Word, sacrament, Sunday, Wednesday, Sunday, Wednesday, Sunday, Wednesday. Then you can read the Word on your own. God has not scribbled on a piece of paper, I love you. He gave us a big book called the Bible. 66 books in that book, full of stories and verses of comfort and peace and hope. It's an abundant Word of God. I challenge you again to follow the pastoral challenge to read the New Testament through the summer months. It's there on the insert in your bulletin. Read the New Testament through the summer. There's abundant joy and peace and direction and hope and comfort there. Read it. It's there for you. Don't just nibble. Fill up with the green pasture. And we dare not complain that we have green pasture, that we have the Word and sacrament. Oh, do I have to go to church again? You know, when my kids or I myself complain and grumble about things, I often say, as a parent does, I say to my kids, well, you need to go live in Iraq for a while. Go live in Iran for a while. Go live in India for a while. You'll appreciate what you have, I bet. And maybe sometimes when we grumble about Word and sacrament, we grumble about church here or there, we need to all take a field trip to Iraq or Iran, the Middle East, where the sheep get slaughtered. And there's very little green pasture for the sheep. Maybe we'll appreciate the green pasture we have set before us, God's holy Word and sacrament, as often as we can possibly get it. It gives eternal life. He provides, secondly, abundant protection. Great pasture, and then protection. He's the good shepherd who's conquered all enemies. Another thing that sheep are afraid of when they wake up, where's the wolf? Where's the lion? Where's the predator? We all know sheep are weak, pathetic animals. They can't protect themselves. Where's the predator? We have a good shepherd who protects us. He's conquered sin, death, the devil. He's conquered the great wolf. He took his staff called the cross, and he crushed the wolf's head once and for all. What are we afraid of? Sins are forgiven, all of them. Death is defeated, an open door to heaven. The devil's defeated. He's given us the victory. Christ is risen. He's risen indeed. Hallelujah. I can't say it loud. You can. He's risen. He's risen indeed. Hallelujah. Christ uses the language the sheep can go in and out and find pasture. This phrase, going in and out, is a phrase very important to the Jews back then. It meant freedom. We're safe and secure no matter where we go. We're safe and secure. The Jews rarely had that. They were under Egyptian rule 430 years. Then they were under, of course, the Babylonians conquered them. The Assyrians conquered them. The Persians ruled over them. The Greeks ruled over them. The Romans ruled over them. They never could go in and out. Always looking over their back, who's out to get me? They weren't free. Christ says, I'm the good shepherd who brings you freedom. Not from Greeks and Romans and Persians, but from sin, death, and the devil, and all hell. I read an interesting world record the other day. A very strange, weird world record. It's the world record for how much one can lift with his eyelid. A guy actually tied a little chain to his eyelid, and he tied the chain to a 12-pound weight, and he picked up that 12-pound weight with his eyelid. Are you dumb or what? Right? That's a foolish sheep, if he's a sheep at all. Who cares? I can pick up 12 pounds with my fingers, or certainly my hand. But it just shows how we people think we're so strong. I'm strong. I'm not a sheep. I'm a lion, a tiger, a bear. Oh, my. I'm scary, strong individual. I can pick up something with my eyelid. I'm so tough and strong. No, we're not. We're weak, weak sheep who are under the burden of sin and the temptation of Satan and the fear of death. And so we rely on the good shepherd who's conquered all of it for us and gives us heaven. Abundant pasture, abundant protection. We can live a fearless, bold, joyful life, not looking over our shoulder. And finally, he gives us abundant permission. He says two times, I am the door. I am the door. Anyone who enters by me, he will be saved and go in and out and find pasture. He's a wide open door. He's not a little bit cracked. He's a wide open door for all. Notice there's no qualifications for the sheep. I am the door for the good sheep. I am the door for the big strong sheep. I am the door for the cute sheep and the cute little lambs. I am the door for the sheep that can give me a lot of wool. But all you bad, sick, dying sheep, be gone. No qualifications for the sheep. He takes in the sick and the dying and the dirty and the smelly. He takes in the bully sheep, the sheep that bites the others, barks at the others, if you will. The mean sheep, the strange sheep, the lost sheep. No conditions, the door is wide open. Abundant permission to heaven. Today we have, at our house, we have an open house for our son Tom, who graduates high school. And you're welcome to come out later this afternoon. But we all know it's not literally 100% an open house, right? We all know if a stranger shows up that we don't know who this person is. Will they make it into our house? Probably not. Who are you? Why are you here? We'll ask. If someone shows up dirty and smelly, all right, they got dog dew on their shoes. They just cut the grass and have grass clippings and they're sweaty. I don't get in the house after I cut the grass. I got to clean up, ask the boss. And they won't get in the house either. And I can tell you this, if someone shows up with that lousy orange on, they may not make it in the house. Just kidding. But we have qualifications. You can come in, but not you. I don't know you. You're not good enough. You're not coming in my house. Praise be to God. No qualifications except you have sin. And you're a poor sheep. Enter through me, believe and be baptized, and you will be saved. Forgiveness of sins. The gift of eternal life. My life is not abysmal. My life is not just average. My life is abundant. Because of the good shepherd. Abundant, abundant pasture. Abundant, abundant protection from all enemies. Abundant permission, the door is open that I have eternal life. My life is abundant. Say with me. My life is abundant. Amen. We rise.